Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Today I'm going to expound upon my favorite psalm, and it's probably everybody's favorite, or at least I know I'm not alone. And I'm going to break tradition. Usually I can't stand reading from the King James, the these and thous and thines and mines. That's the way people spoke at one time. There is a new King James now that's taken out a lot of the these and thous. But I, like so many other people, did memorize this 23rd psalm. Yes, we're going to do the 23rd psalm. I memorized it in King James, and I've grown to like it in King James, so I'm going to make a rare exception. Yes, your old pal Bob, who's always arguing for the most modern in translations, I will read the 23rd Psalm in King James. I'm just used to it that way. What can I say? First, I'll read it, then I'll start commenting on it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Small personal anecdote for what it's worth. In the mornings, I take a walk around Santee Lakes. They weren't much to look at when I first moved into the Santee, San Diego area, but they've really done a wonderful job with landscaping. And in the mornings, in my mind, I'm praying while I'm walking, and reciting this psalm is one of the things I always do, and I recite it at a time when I'm walking by green grass and still waters on a stony path that goes through the shadow of a tree. So it is fun experiencing this psalm in 3D. Let's go through this one verse at a time. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, as you know, the shepherd was an important part of ancient Israel's history. Sheep were used for wool, sheep were used for food, but also there was great affection for sheep. This was a culture that loved sheep the way we love dogs and cats. And when one sheep would go astray, the entire town would wait in anticipation for that shepherd to find the sheep. When finally they looked off in the distance and saw him with that one sheep slung over his shoulder, there was great applause. Why do you suppose God compares human beings so much to sheep? Jesus constantly called himself the good shepherd. In fact, he tells a parable about a shepherd coming back with that lost sheep, and he compares it to a lost soul who's found Christ and how the angels are applauding. That was an image that would have been very familiar to the ancient Israelites. Well, two things about sheep. As I already mentioned, they were beloved. They were a lovable animal. That part makes sense. God loves us, so he's going to compare us to a lovable animal. But also, sheep were amongst the stupidest animals. Yes, at least compared to God and the wisdom that he wants to give us and the wisdom that our sin nature robs us from. Human beings can be so incredibly stupid, just like sheep. The reason a shepherd had to go out and find a sheep is the sheep could never find his own way back home, and a sheep would walk right off a cliff if somebody was leading him. Anyway, as we read this psalm where King David is comparing himself to a sheep, the onus here is on the love that God has for us, the protection and provision that God has for us. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Obviously, they're talking here about the way that God provides. And let me tell you something. God provides for everybody. I've been a missionary most of my Christian life, not foreign, domestic, but I've been somebody who's always had to raise support and depend month to month on contributions. So firsthand, I've come to experience the way God protects me and looks after me. Now, if you have some lucrative job, he's really doing the same with you, but you may not notice it. You may not always stop to think that you have that job because God gave it to you. You could lose that job if God took it away. But anyway, I'm in a position where I'm depending on money all the time. And so I've seen God provide in wonderful ways, miraculous ways, marvelous ways. Years ago, when I was first appointed to full-time campus ministry, we went out to Arizona State. We were very short of money. We had just started raising our support, but I had preached at my church before we left. And I remember being in our new apartment and just asking God where our next dollar was going to come from. And on an impulse, I suddenly decided to go looking through the pockets of the suit coat that I was wearing. Inside was a $50 bill that somebody had slipped there. Not long after that, I found a $10 bill right on the beach. And that's not just about money. I would do a lot of work out on the campus in between meeting with students. And one day I had my notebook. I was supposed to start working on my next Bible study. I could not find a pen or pencil. I had left it at home or it had dropped off while I was walking. I just started praying. I said, God, somewhere in this room, there's a pen or a pencil that somebody has dropped. Now that's pretty obvious. You're in a room of several hundred people. They're students. Of course, somebody's dropped a pen or a pencil. That part's not too incredible. The idea that I, of all people, at that moment of praying would find it, that's a little more incredible. But I started walking around and I found a pencil in the planter. I had never been so excited to see a simple pencil in my life. One of the things that God would do constantly when the people of Israel were trusting him or trying to trust him or he was helping them trust him is he would speak through a prophet. And you notice how he always started or started most of the time. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. He's telling them to remember, let's say they're being attacked by a new nation, the Philistines or somebody, by reminding them that they were once slaves in Egypt, that he delivered them, that he sent the 10 plagues, that he parted the Red Sea, that he brought them into the wilderness, that he came down to the mountain. He's reminding them of the incredible things he's done in the past so that they could have the faith right now. Well, getting a pencil or getting a $50 bill in a pocket may not seem as incredible to you. Of course, that was a lot more money in those days. But the point is, whatever God has done, we should remember it. We should keep a journal of it. And when I'm struggling financially or I'm asking God for anything, I'll remember the things he did before. I'll say, you're the God who gave me $50 in the pocket, $10 on the beach, a pencil in the planter. I remember what God has done for me in the past. It helps me to trust him in the future. We'll do more on the 23rd Psalm tomorrow.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.